Findings from an October 9, 2024, point-in-time count and survey revealed 531 individuals experiencing homelessness across Nipissing District, a 77% increase from the 300 counted in 2021 and an 81% increase from the 2020 count of 293. The federal government requires individuals in emergency shelters, unsheltered locations, public institutions, hidden homelessness, and transitional housing to be included. The results of the PIT count were discussed at length during the District of Nipissing Social Services Administration Board meeting on Wednesday afternoon. See related report. Northern Ontario seeing staggering homelessness growth. Nipissing counts 2024 was overseen by DNSSAB and supported by members of the Nipissing District Housing and Homelessness Partnership, NDHHP. A comprehensive report of the findings will be made public in March after final approval is granted from Housing, Infrastructure and Communities Canada, the funding agency. A full count is required every 3 years and is paid for by the federal government, with administrative counts mandated for the years in between. PIT count demographics. On October 9, 2024, there were 130 individuals staying in Emergency or Violence Against Women, VAW, shelters, 138 individuals staying in unsheltered situations, including encampments and vehicles, 117 individuals staying in public institutions with no fixed address, healthcare, treatment, correctional facilities, 80 individuals experiencing hidden homelessness, including couch surfing, 66 individuals staying in a transitional housing program. Geographic location in Nipissing District when counted: 444 North Bay, 20 Mattawa, 65 West Nipissing, two other outlying communities. Of the 531 individuals counted, 304 completed surveys. The survey responses provide more detailed information about the people experiencing homelessness. Gender: 61% identified as male, 36% identified as female, 2% identified as gender diverse, 1% unknown. Age: 10% were youth, 16 to 24 years of age. 24% were young adults, 25-34 years of age. 64% were adults, 35-64 years of age. 2% were seniors, 65-plus years of age. Homelessness history: 67% were chronically homeless, having experienced 6 or more months of homelessness in the last year. 57% have been homeless for at least half of the last 3 years. 97% said that they would like to find permanent housing. General demographics: 48% identified as Indigenous, 6% identified as veterans, 44% first experienced homelessness before the age of 25, 82% had social assistance as their primary income source, 33% reported having an acquired brain injury, 68% reported mental health challenges, 70% reported substance use, 32% identified as having been in foster care of a group home, 62% of those who reported substance use would accept treatment if it were offered today. See also, Homeless was 2024 Story of the Year. DNSSAB warns, the homeless population is always difficult to enumerate with complete accuracy. By extension, making direct comparisons between PIT counts must always consider factors such as changes and improvements in surveying and sampling techniques such as search and count locations, number of volunteers, geographical locations, seasonal differences, effects, and the definitions of homelessness used in the study. North Bay Mayor Peter Kirico, a board director, wondered if this year's PIT count was comparing apples to apples or were there different variables than in past years. DNSSAB's Director of Housing Services Stacey Siopic replied, "We are not There have been some significant differences in the different pit counts. Some of them are mandated federally, some provincially, and have different requirements, even the questions on the survey. One key example in this survey is it asked where people slept last night. Previously, they were asked where they were going to be sleeping that night. When you are asking somebody where they are going to be sleeping that night, it opens it up for them to reply that they don't know. When you ask where they slept the night before, there is a definitive answer there. Kiriko added he was not saying these are not serious numbers. It's definitely one of the biggest crises on our hands right now. But we have to put those into perspective, what those numbers actually mean, so we can address them in a meaningful way. And over 80,000 were homeless in Ontario in 2024, up at least 25% since 2022, AMO. Board Director and North Bay City Councillor Justine Mala was concerned about the urge to adjust the relevance of the data. Although I do appreciate the nature of the changes to the survey questions, Mala said, I still think it's alarming that there is a significant increase, even if we are not comparing apples to apples. Board Director and North Bay Deputy Mayor Maggie Horsfield was interested in whether those surveyed had been asked whether they came from the Nipissing District. Syopic responded that the location is asked as part of the survey and that data would be released as part of the final report. These findings highlight a growing and urgent challenge in Nipissing District, with more individuals and families experiencing homelessness, said Mark King, chair of the DNSSAB board. This data provides us with crucial insight into the realities of homelessness in our communities. These numbers represent real people who are facing increasingly difficult circumstances. Addressing homelessness in Nipissing comes with unique challenges, as the district spans over 17,000 square kilometers of mostly rural and remote communities, more than twice the size of the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area. With no public transit services and most social supports centralized in North Bay, individuals in outlying areas face significant barriers to accessing essential services, King noted. DNSSAB will continue working with community partners and advocating tirelessly to government officials at all levels. Advocacy is central to our work, and we remain committed to securing the funding, resources, and policy changes needed to address homelessness, improve access to affordable housing, and enhance community supports.